Hi students, in this session let us have a glance on determiners. Determiners are words which come before nouns determining or limiting or introducing the noun by giving some additional information. They indicate the singularity or the plurality of a noun, amount or quantity of a noun, possessive aspect of a noun, the number and order of a noun, or the distributive or demonstrative aspect of a noun. Adjectives and determiners must be carefully distinguished from each other. An adjective is used to limit the application of a noun by describing it, that is, by giving information about the size, color, beauty, age, and other such qualities, whereas a determiner is used to limit the application of a noun without describing it. We don't know anything about the quality of the noun from a determiner. For example, when I say a fat cat or an honest man or black car, from the adjective words fat, honest and black, you are getting the quality of the nouns such as the size of the cat, quality of the man, or the color of the car, etc. Isn't it? But when I say three cats or the man or the first car, from the words three or the or first, whether you get any clue about the quality of cats, man or the car respectively? No, definitely not. They simply introduce the nouns by giving some additional information about the nouns without showing anything about their quality. They simply show the number of the noun, the order of the noun, the quantity of the noun, or the possessive or demonstrative aspect of the noun. Okay. Then, several classes of words come under the heading of determiners. The main ones are articles, possessives, demonstratives, distributives, and words showing quantity, number, and order. Once again, articles, possessives, demonstratives, distributives, and words showing quantity, number, and order. These are the main classes of words that come under the heading determiners. Articles, you know, there are two kinds of articles. Definite article and indefinite article. Definite article is the and indefinite article is a or an. Then possessives. Possessives are words showing possession like my, our, their, his, her, etc. You know that. Demonstratives are words like this, that, these, those. They are called demonstratives because when we use these words, we will have to demonstrate or point out the person or the thing about which we speak of. Then distributives. The distributives in English are each, every, either, neither. Okay. So these distributive words, each, every, either, neither, they also come under the heading determiners. Then words showing quantity, number, and order. We're showing quantity, number, and order. We're showing quantity. Quantity like some, much, more, most, few, little, a little, many, any, several, all. All these will show the quantity of the noun, isn't it? So it also comes under the heading determiners. Then we're showing number like 1, 2, 3, 4, 50, 100, 1000, etc. Isn't it? They also belong to determiners. And we're showing order like first, second, third, fifth, last, and so on. So we're showing order also belong to determiners. So the main classes of words that come under the heading of determiners are articles, possessives, demonstratives, distributives, and words showing quantity, number, and order. Okay. In the presentation part, I have given a flowchart showing all these several classes of words that come under the heading of determiners. Just go through that once again, then you will get a more concrete picture about the various kinds of determiners that we usually use. In worksheet, some exercise is given, that is to fill in the blanks with appropriate determiners. I hope you can now easily and correctly do that. Okay, right, take care.